With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Daniel Costello. A study has determined a proposed expansion of the Wheeler Opera House is not feasible. The study commissioned by the City of Aspen concluded the expansion project would be too costly and cause unacceptable interference with programming. The report says the financial and operational risks, along with the impact on local goodwill, outweigh possible benefits to the Aspen arts community. Wheeler Opera House told the City Council the projected $30 million development would be in addition to $20 million in upgrade and maintenance expenditures over the next 20 years. The report suggests developing a cheaper, small community venue. The 27th Street Bridge in Glenwood Springs is expected to remain closed through Friday. Kristen Kay reports.
Portions of South Grand Avenue and Atkinson Trail will also be closed this week due to delays as crews take down the old 27th Street Bridge. The old bridge must be deconstructed before the new traffic bridge is installed. More construction will connect that to existing roads before it's officially open to traffic. A detour is set along 8th Street. Pedestrians and cyclists can use Old Cardiff Bridge or the 14th Street Bridge as alternate routes. Local businesses will remain open despite the closures. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Colorado Department of Transportation will hold off on using checkpoints this winter to enforce a new traction law on Interstate 70. But as Scott Franz reports, the option is still on the table for future years.
CDOT says it will continue educating drivers about the new state law, requiring them to have adequate tires or chains all winter long in the mountains. CDOT's Kyle Lester says checkpoints in other states, such as California, are preventing crashes on mountain passes, but they have a downside.
It's easy to see 10, 15-mile backups coming out of Sacramento. Major delays, hours, 10 hours.
Lester says CDOT is still talking to the State Patrol about the feasibility of adding checkpoints in the future. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
A Denver man who was reported missing on Pyramid Peak late Sunday remains missing after an all-day search on Monday. The 66-year-old, described as an experienced outdoor enthusiast, separated from his party Sunday afternoon near the summit of the more than 14,000-foot peak and did not return. A helicopter was used in the search yesterday, which was called off at 6 p.m. The search will resume today. Pyramid Peak is about 12 miles southwest of Aspen in the Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness Area. I'm Daniel Costello, Aspen Public Radio News.